This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And that's what tonight is all about. We're proud Pittsburghers. We're excited about the new opportunity that's coming to our entire city.
And now, Larry, today is Corey O'Connor's first full day as Pittsburgh mayor.
And he joins us live on the Big K Morning Show. Mayor O'Connor. How does that sound? Good morning.
It sounds great. Thank you, Larry.
Congratulations. I know it was a big day for you and your family, and I'm sure in many ways very emotional thinking about your late mom and dad.
It was. I mean, I think it was a great day to celebrate Pittsburgh. Obviously the ceremony had some ups and downs when it comes to emotions, but I think that's what, you've known me a long time. I think you should have fun with it, but you should also, pay respect where needed. And I think there were a lot of great emotions going on in that room yesterday.
Well, knowing your mom and dad, I can't imagine the pride and joy in your family. That said, you roll up your sleeves today. You get to work. What's on your agenda on day one?
It's a busy day. I'm actually headed out to walk some kids to school because, safety and walking to schools and what some barriers are for kids who have to walk to school and how the city can help. First thing this morning, so I'm running out the door right now. And then in the office for some meetings with some staff. Then we're doing an executive order on speeding up the permitting process because that's something that everybody hears about. And after that, I believe we have a couple more meetings in the afternoon. It's a busy day, and I meet Council President Lavelle as well this morning for breakfast. So we're not stopping.
Mayor O'Connor, we're featuring the clip that you mentioned, the permitting process, speeding it up with that executive order. Can you tell us what this order is, who it's aimed at, and what do you expect the immediate effect to be?
Yes. I mean, we hear it all the time about permitting and why it takes so long. And, when major cities like New York can get you a permit in 4 weeks, why can't we? And it's not just for developers or big companies. It's actually for small businesses and neighbors, because if you want to do a project at your house, it shouldn't take that long to get it approved. If you want to open a small business, we have to encourage you to do it a lot faster. So we have to do our own job in getting you that permit so that that enables you to open up that business in a small business district and turning the city around quicker. So we're doing an executive order to, get answers quicker as to what the problem is and, hopefully get to a process where we have a deemed approval after a certain time. So we're going in to analyze it and calling on each department, because it's not just one person. It's multiple departments working on one permit. How do we speed that up? And what are the hiccups in each department? So that's the first order of business this afternoon.
We're with Pittsburgh Mayor Corey O'Connor. And Mayor, also, I know that the plans for the future here, you have your hands full trying to get the police department to attract more officers and ensure the growth and safety of that department.
Yes. And I think, we've already nominated our nominee for chief of police, Jason Lando, and we've also nominated Sheldon Williams for our public safety director. So we'll be sending those names over to council as well, so the council has time to interview and hopefully approve quickly so those individuals can get started right away.
Mayor, you talked about cutting costs and improving city services, and I was curious to know about the services side of that. If you have any priorities as you're getting started in this first year of your new administration.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's winter time right now. So, I think the first storm we want to really analyze, you know, what are we missing? What are we lacking when it comes to that? So, you know, are we doing things that aren't efficient enough to get those projects done? And I also think, you know, looking at equipment, do we have any trucks that have not been outfitted for the wintertime and they sit there? You know, little things like that, little details that could get one or two trucks added in this winter time is only going to be helpful to everybody. So it's those small things that we really have to look at too.
And I know as former now controller of Allegheny County, you're very familiar with working with budgets and numbers and now transitioning back to the city after your years on council. You'll be working closely with Rachel Heisler, right?
Yes. I mean, I think, you know, the controller has put out a number of reports over the last, you know, year plus about our budget and what's wrong with our budget and where the gaps are in our budget. And I think we have to have that great relationship because we have to look after city tax dollars. And that's what we're there to do. So I think having a good relationship with the controller's office, seeing where we can cut costs, is only going to benefit all of us.
Well, you should be able to speak her language and back and forth. So that said, I want people to know that you have a brother who's a Catholic priest. Is he going to be blessing Acrisure on Monday night?
I hope so. You know, I did see a report the other day that the last time an O'Connor was mayor, my dad unfortunately only got to serve 9 months. But in those 9 months, the Steelers never lost a game and they won the Super Bowl in Detroit. So, you know, somebody was joking about that. I said, well, hopefully that happens. But it's always good to have a priest around. That's what I could say.
Well, that's a great day for you and your family, and appreciate you making time for us on a very, very busy morning. Thank you, and we'll look forward to regular conversations along the way.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Pittsburgh Mayor Corey O'Connor on the Big K Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.